Evening, April 26. Blessed is he that watcheth. Revelation 16, verse 15. We die daily, said the apostle. This was the life of the early Christians. They went everywhere with their lives in their hands. We are not in this day called to pass through the same fearful persecutions. If we were, the Lord would give us grace to bear the test. But the tests of Christian life at the present moment, though outwardly not so terrible, are yet more likely to overcome us than even those of the fiery age. We have to bear the sneer of the world. That is little. Its blandishments, its soft words, its oily speeches, its fawning, its hypocrisy are far worse. Our danger is lest we grow rich and become proud, lest we give ourselves up to the fashions of this present evil world and lose our faith. Or if wealth be not the trial, worldly care is quite as mischievous. If we cannot be torn in pieces by the roaring lion, if we may be hugged to death by the bear, the devil little cares which it is, so long as he destroys our love to Christ and our confidence in him. I fear me that the Christian church is far more likely to lose her integrity in these soft and silken days than in those rougher times. We must be awake now, for we traversed the enchanted ground and are most likely to fall asleep to our own undoing, unless our faith in Jesus be a reality and our love to Jesus a vehement flame. Many in these days of easy profession are likely to prove tares and not wheat, hypocrites with fair masks on their faces, but not the true-born children of the living God. Christian, do not think that these are times in which you can dispense with watchfulness or with holy ardor. You need these things more than ever, and may God the Eternal Spirit display his omnipotence in you, that you may be able to say, in all these softer things, as well as in the rougher, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.